In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 23rd Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's happening in my life. If you're not interested in the audio version, want something more, a week later the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte, and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get this show started. All right, guys, I am back finally podcasting again. It's been since July I stopped podcasting. Last semester was super hectic for me. It was insane. And then I dropped off over summer because I had other work I had to do. But hopefully this semester is a lot, I want to say, light. As far as time committed and classes I have to go to, but I still got a newspaper I got to run, the Tartan Raffle University student run newspaper, and a whole bunch of other side jobs, which I'll get into today. But this is just going to be a quick update. Really, this podcast is just going to be a quick update saying, hey, I'm still here. I know some people from the statistics and the analytics I've been seeing from my podcast services. People are still listening. So thank you for those listeners. I really do appreciate it, and really thank you for sticking with this and really listening to PlayStation Talk and games I've been reviewing. And that will continue, and I'll continue to talk about that as the days go on. And like I said in the intro, these videos, I do a video version of this podcast, and I do a audio version of this podcast. And the audio version will release a week after. I mean, the video version will release a week after the audio comes out. And so tomorrow, this is going to release on on Monday, the audio version, and then a week later we'll release on video on YouTube, so you guys can watch me there, or you can listen to me here as you're walking to work, or driving to work, working at work, or leaving work, or something work related. yeah, I'm back and I'm here to stay. And I got some rhymes from the USA. that was horrible. But yeah, spring 2020. I got a whole year left until I graduate. I got about 10 months left to go, and I'm super excited to finally be almost out of here. I get people walking up to me. I was like, you haven't graduated yet? No, I haven't graduated yet. I just done a lot. I'm still working. I don't really have any really like tough classes to take anymore that I feel like I'm not going to do well in. I know my goal for the this semester and next semester, and now I'm just trying to find jobs and trying to talk to people and network and trying to continue to share my voice through podcasting, through blog posts, and through journalism and photography and web design and whatnot, and any type of media services that I can try and help people with and change the game a little, you know. This podcast, the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast, thanks for listening. The Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast will continue. This week, again, it's just going to be 15 minutes long or something like that. And next week will be the regular 1 hour show that you guys are normal to, with the PlayStation Talk, top 10 PlayStation news, and the new games coming to the PlayStation Store. I want to talk a lot about PlayStation 5 and what's going on there. Unfortunately, Sony will not be at E3 again, which I'm super bummed about. I mean, that's why I love PlayStation, and that's why I watch. That's almost the reason why I watch E3 is because of the PlayStation conference. But they probably want to release the PlayStation 5 under their own conference, the PlayStation Experience in New York. And so that's a little upsetting. But I guess, I mean, if they don't have anything else to show or new or talk about, which they do have, but I guess it's not ready, unfortunately, I just really wish they come. But I'm still going to watch E3. It's just a little disappointing, again, for the second year in a row, that I don't get to see Sony there. Because that's just, Sony is like, they're ruining the chain, they're ruining the show. and I'm like, what the heck? I want to watch it. but the PlayStation podcast, the Monday Morning PlayStation podcast will still continue. And the Thursday afternoon games chat will also continue. I've been playing, I played a lot of games over winter break when I actually took a break. Last semester killed me. It literally killed me. If you've been watching the news surrounding me or the Tartan or Radford University or what have you, you can see some of that through the whole newspaper disappearance we had and how that's going along. And then just my classes as well. It was a lot of work last semester as far as classes and the newspaper and everything goes. And it's still going to be a lot of work this semester. Just as far as my classes go, it's going to be a lot lighter, which I'm thankful for as I'm continuing my college career. And I'm thankful that I took dual enrollment in high school so I can skip a whole semester. I'm really glad I did that. So the games I've been playing through winter break, I played Bioshock, Bioshock 2, the DLC as well. That was super cool. I never really got to play through and through Bioshock or Bioshock 2, and I thought Bioshock 2 was a great game. Not as good as the first Bioshock, but it did have a lot of improvements within it that I liked. But I'm just, as far as like the story in Bioshock was hard to beat, and Bioshock Infinite definitely, I felt, beat it, but Bioshock 2 was good. I liked it. It wasn't as good as Bioshock 1, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And then I also played. Sly Cooper 3. I actually played the entire trilogy on the PS3. I bought that, and I beat the first two. I think one over summer, and then one over Thanksgiving break, or it was one and two over Thanksgiving break. I don't remember. But then I beat 3 when I got back to winter break. And that was just awesome revisiting those games. I played Thieves in Time a little while ago on my PS Vita. And that was a great game. I can't remember really specifically how the story connected. But after playing 3, I could tell that's the direction they were going, which was cool. And then it was Bioshock, Bioshock 2, Sly Cooper 3, and now the Assassin's Creed games. I played the first Assassin's Creed game on the PS3. Unfortunately, the PS3 didn't come out with trophies in 2007. I think that's when the game released. And I didn't, like, I was, like, looking at my thing, and I was like, I'm not getting any trophies for this. Oh. And so I stopped collecting all the stuff and stopped trying to kill all the Templars in it. And I was just like, oh, okay, bye. And so I played through the game, and I actually did all the missions, and I did all the viewpoints. I did all that. I cleared all the areas out, but I didn't mess around with collecting the flags and killing all the Templars. There's like 73, 75 Templars in the game. Not, I'm not counting the main story mission Templars. I'm counting only there's smaller Templars spread throughout the entire game, which is it's a little weird. They're next to chests that have nothing in them. You can't even open the chests. Assassin's Creed 1 was a good. I liked the story, but it was super repetitive. But I'll get into that one of these weeks. I don't know what game I'm going to review first, actually, that I've been playing again. But you can look forward to that in the Thursday afternoon games chat. And then I played Assassin's Creed 2. I got the Ezio trilogy for a PS4, which was cool. I didn't know that even released, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to play this for the PS4. And so I bought the Ezio trilogy. Now I played Assassin's Creed 2. I beat that, and Brotherhood. I beat that as well. And so now I am on to Revelations. However, I'm going to try to get a platinum in Assassin's Creed Bloodlines before I move on to Revelations, because I got a platinum in Assassin's Creed 2. And so I'm trying to get a platinum in Bloodlines, and I don't think it's that hard to get a platinum in the game. It's just time consuming. It took me about 24 hours to get a platinum in the second Assassin's Creed 2 game. It took me about 24 hours, which I think it was kind of my fault that it took me that long to get the platinum, because I kind of screwed myself. There's 330 chests in that game, and for some reason I felt that I needed to collect them all. You don't even get anything out of it. You get money, but you don't even get a trophy from getting 330 chests. And that I don't know why I did that. 330 chests. That's a lot of chests. I have no clue why I did that. Because you get so much money in that game. Once you buy all the stores in your hub area, it starts with an M. The villa. Once you get all the stores and purchase everything in your villa, you get so much money. You have nowhere to spend it. I had half $1 million. And I had nowhere to spend it. Unless I kept using potions and stuff like that, and kept using my hidden blades, that would still take me forever to run out of money. Once you buy everything, and the game gives you a lot of money. And I think Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Bloodlines fixes that a little bit. It doesn't give you as much money anymore. It gives you, like, once you upgrade stores, it gives you, like, 100 plus money every time you buy a business. But it doesn't, because the last game, I believe, gave you, like, 1,000 or went up that much. So they definitely helped fix that, but still, it's still in Assassin's Creed Bloodlines, it still needs to be adjusted. And so hopefully when I go to Revelations, I think it will be, hopefully it's a lot better. I don't know yet. I haven't played it. But I think that is about it for the games I played. I'm still going through God of War and Killzone and Resistance. I still got to play Heavy Rain. My back catalog is so big. I want to play Control. I love that game before even playing it. Like, I saw the trailer for that, I believe, at E3, and I was just like, I'm in love. I need to play this game. I believe it's made by the people who made Alan Wake, and I loved Alan Wake. Like, even though I'm a PlayStation guy, I played it on Xbox, and I was just like, I love the game. I just love the game with your gun and your flashlight and mechanics and just the overall story. I think it's super cool and very interesting. And so hopefully they remaster that for the PS4. But I loved Alan Wake, and I can't wait to play Control. So freelance work. Just wanted to update you on some freelance work I've been doing. I've been working with a guy in Hampton, Maryland. I believe it's Hampton. No, it's not Hampton, Maryland, but it's called the Historic Hampton, and I'm building his website currently, and it's been a lot of fun. I really like trying to basically brochure website is the basic name for it, but it's very interesting, and I like working with that. I'm building his website, and that's super cool. It's called the Historic Hampton. It's a national park, and so I'd recommend checking it out. The website should launch in a couple months, but that's all the information I can really give you, because their older website, they were very unhappy with their older website, and so they found me, and I've helped them create a better website that doesn't look as horrid. And so I'm sure they'll be super pleased with that. And then I'm working with a company, Dragonfly Games, who is in Canada, and they are a video game development company, and I'm building their website. And they're a very young company. However, they're trying to broaden their horizons with a shop and video tutorials and selling stuff, yeah, through their shop, and selling video game gear and stuff like that. And they're really trying to not just be a video game development company. They're trying to figure out other ways so they can, make money, but also provide different services and try to help people through video tutorials, how to build games, really. How to build games and try to promote their games, and try to just, they're trying to work with people and try to help them out, which is, I found super cool and interesting. And so I'm glad to be a part of that. And then I'm writing for a guy in Seattle, Washington, HC Gamer Life, which is super awesome. He's a great guy. He sells gaming headsets and equipment. And so if you're interested in a new gaming headset, and you're just tired of the old one, or you just want to look into an interesting one that you might want to buy, check out AC Gamer Life. Super cool, and it's great working with them. I just write video game articles for them, and they seem to do well, and he enjoys them, and I enjoy writing for him. It's a great relationship. So, if you have any questions about my freelance work, feel free to contact me, my email, or just go to dylanlepore.com. Again, all my stuff is on my website. Everything is on my website. Easily accessible, super easy to use. If you have any complications, just feel free to message me. Or if you have any questions, message me. Or if you want to say hi, message me. But in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 23rd Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week, on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's happening in my life. If you're not interested in the audio version and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/ Dylan Lepore, and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/mmpp. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, dylanlepore.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. The future of the part-time gamer and its podcasts and articles and whatnot are still alive and going, and I hope you are there going to be with me. So stick around. Watch out for the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast and the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. And I hope you enjoy what I'm doing here. I really love doing this, talking to you guys, reading and writing about PlayStation news and other video game news, and talking about movies and different video games. Weird video games, awesome video games, or just crap video games that are just interesting to talk about. I'll keep going, and you guys keep asking questions and talking to me. I really do appreciate it, and thanks for watching. See you guys later.